Hayem Yem Yud Nisan, Bidvara Ta'amula, with regard to the campaign and the efforts, Be'inyan Taras HaMishpocha B'Meshove, with regard to Taras HaMishpocha, family purity in your community, Yizbeinen B'zeh, you should contemplate on this. Ilu Yitzuir, just imagine, Asher Hashem Inu L'Yodei, that God gave you the opportunity, Lahatzil Meshov Yehudim Mikiloyen, to save an entire Jewish settlement from extinction, Rachmona Litzlan, heaven forbid. Certainly, you would be willing to risk your life for this. And you would thank and praise God Almighty on his great kindness that he merited you with this tremendous merit. To a greater degree, is this campaign Shehi Hatzolas Nefoshes Mamish. This endeavor on behalf of family purity is literally saving lives. This is from a letter that the Friedrich Rebbe wrote to a Chosid Rebbe Yosef Chaim, who informed the Rebbe that he finished building a mikveh. And the Rebbe is so grateful for this tremendous news. But he says, this is not sufficient. Having a mikveh is not enough. You have to invest tremendous efforts and launch a big campaign to make sure that every woman that needs a mikveh should be using this mikveh. Consider this like a matter that is personal, not just a physical thing, but it is your soul thing. You cannot rest because your soul needs this, and you have to bring it to fruition. Obviously, such efforts cannot be in a loud way, and it cannot be in a shouting way, and in an angry way. You have to have patience and calmness. You shouldn't, God forbid, hurt anybody in any which way. Words of the wise are spoken with calmness, even though really we should be screaming about it because it's such a terrible thing. Yet, speak with calmness. This is how wise people behave, and this way you will succeed. Because really, what you have to understand, any other aveda that you do, you can always do tshuva. And you do tshuva, and it's forgiven. It's over. But this is a sin. If, God forbid, you bring a child into this world, not from purity, you can never correct. When a person, in an advanced stage in life, he realizes that it was a sin, and he wants to repent, he wants to do tshuva, there's nothing he can do. It's a point of no return. And you will be haunted by your children complaining to you, why did you bring me into this world in such a terrible manner of impurity? Imagine that you are able to save an entire Jewish community from extinction. How much efforts you would put into this? You would sacrifice your life. How much more so is to invest in publicizing family purity? This is literally saving lives.